你们要问答人呢，就请举手。然后呢，我们最多就是三个人，所以你们举手，我才能够知道是谁要问。那请把握时间。I'm looking at the screen. Okay. 小百合，你请说吧。请你开麦克风，小百合。
好，等一下，
已经开了。
哎呦，我看到就是叫恩曲，我叫这位前辈吧。我觉得这个名字很熟悉，因为自从听李老师的课程就一直听到您的名字，真的见了以后，感到你脸上真的写满了恩慈。
好，你等一下，我得翻译成英文。你等一下，我得翻译成英文。I asked her to stop so that I can translate sentence by sentence. She said that when I saw Angie's face and I heard Angie's name, I feel very familiar because I have been heard about Angie's name from teacher Lee in the class so many times.
我就想问你，就是在你被人得罪的时候，你的一个心路历程可以跟我们分享一下吗？
So could you please share with us that if you were seen against by people, your struggle, your journey, how do you get overcome? Could you share with us?
Can you repeat that? If you're sinned against?
If someone sinned against you, if you were seen against by people,How do you go through all the struggling?
This is very challenging.
这个是很具挑战性的。
So this has happened,
这个,
as it will in all of our lives.
在我们生活里面到处都是。
For me, it helps. When I'm in God's presence.
当我在神的面前，神的同在的时候，这个真的很帮助我。
To ask him to show me how much I have sinned.
求神呢显示向我显明我犯罪得罪他有多少有多深。
And to see, like the prodigal, the father has run towards me and has forgiven me.
然后看见就像那浪子主曲那首歌浪子的故事里面讲，看见天父在那里跑向我，然后天父已经原谅了我。
Sometimes the forgiveness for an unbeliever can be easier than forgiving a believer.
有时候呢，要原谅一个人哈，对外邦人不信耶稣人来讲比较容易，比我们这些信耶稣人来讲还要容易多了。
Because we say, "Oh, an unbeliever, they don't know God."
我们说那不信人，他们就是不信耶稣嘛，不信神。
So it also helps to.Remember Philippians 4:8.
So, you know,
it's lovely, the excellent, and to pray blessing on that person.
就是凡是高尚的那些有美名的，你的思想要去思想这些美好的事情，这样子呢，饶恕那个人比较容易。
We cannot forgive on our own.
我们自己人是没有办法去原谅别人的。
But God can allow forgiveness to flow through us.
但神可以许可，允许他的饶恕穿透我们，我们就可以去饶恕。
Forgive as I have forgiven you.
你们要原谅饶恕别人，正如我饶恕你们一样。好，谢谢小百合。那有哪一个现在是要继续提问的？我得看看屏幕，看看谁举手。你们都很客气是吗？我们时间不多，所以要提问的人就赶紧。
Maybe I can share, Taying, that God can give us love beyond our ability. Before I met Taying, I was at the.
Let me translate. 也许我可以分享一下就是Taying，在我就是神是怎么爱我们，神是。怎么样饶恕我们呢？在我遇见台英之前
I was involved leading American students to Christ and discipling them.
我呢是参与一个美国教会的学生事工，带领学生门徒训练他们。
And a pastor who was married to an American-born Chinese, my pastor.
我的牧师他呢娶了一个华人的太太，他来问我。
Asked me to work with him with internationals.
他邀请我跟他一起同工来。对这些国际学生，就是我们这些从外国来美国读书的人。
And I said, oh, Spanish speaking?
我就想，是讲西班牙文的吗？
Okay.
Okay.
He said, no.
他说，不是。
Mostly Asian.
他说，大多数这些人都是亚洲来的。
I said, I don't think I can do Asian.
然后我就说，不行，我对亚洲人，不行。
I'm too outspoken.
我常常很外向，会讲话。
I don't even like rice.
但是我甚至不喜欢米，是米
饭。Only with gravy.
然后上面撒了一堆东西。
But I said I will pray.
但我说，我会祷告。
And I prayed.
我真的去祷告。
I read Hudson Taylor.
我读到那个泰勒的宣教士的书自传。
Other missionaries that went to China.
宣教士。
And God changed me.
然后神借着戴德森宣教士的自传改变了我。
He gave me a promise in Psalm 2:8.
他呢给我一个应许，就是诗篇第二篇第八节。
He said, "Ask of me, and I'll give you the nations as your inheritance."
你若求告我。我就把列国赐给你做产业。
The ends of the earth is your possession.
所有地极的产业都是你的。
And God gave me a love that was not from me.
这种爱不是从我来的。
So when I met Chinese students,
所以当我遇见这些华人学生的时候，
the language wasn't a barrier.
语言再也不是障碍了。
Because I could see Jesus.
因为我可以看到耶稣。
I could see Jesus drawing them to himself.
我看到耶稣呢，吸引这些人到耶稣他那里。
And do his work in me.
耶稣呢，做他的工作在我里面。
And eventually I married a Chinese man.
然后最后呢，我就嫁给了一个华人学生，一个华人来自香港。
And we have 5 children.
然后我们有五个孩子。
All grown now.
现在都长大成人了。
My husband was the only Christian in his family at first.
我的丈夫呢，在那时候呢，是唯一的一个基督徒在他们家族中。
And we have seen his parents, brothers, cousin, all of these things, little by little, come to Christ.Not God is not finished yet.
我们就看见我丈夫他的父母他的兄弟姐妹他的侄子他的亲戚一个一个信耶稣了，还没结束呢。
Let God love people through you.
让神爱人，但这个爱呢是透过你去爱。我们最后再找那个两个人，一个是小玉，一个是静竹。所以小玉，你先说吧。
Hello, Angie.
Hello.
Hello, 各位。
小玉，请你讲中文， okay. 这样我才能翻英文。所以我不翻， 我不翻你的英文到中文。
好，Angie， 我很喜欢你的笑容。
Angie, I like your smile.
我很好奇你是不是都一直可以那么喜乐看到你的笑容。
I was wondering, whether you could always so joyful and keep your smile.
因为我只有在拍照片的时候我发现自己比较会露出笑容。或者是
你就在什么时候比较会有笑容，讲慢一点。
Even
拍照。
你先讲，我翻译给他听，你先讲。
我就发现自己的
no,
I...
Angie, let her finish her.
Okay, I'm sorry.
我不能那么笑，我觉得我常常就是还蛮愁眉苦脸的，只有在拍照的时候才会露出比较好看的那种笑容，就不持久。
Because I feel like I couldn't keep the smiling face. Only when we take photograph, then I could have that second smile. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't keep that smile for a long time.
Yes, our emotions can go up and down, right?
是的，我们的情绪是会高高低低起伏的。
This is where the Spirit of God can help us.
这是神的灵可以帮助我们的所在。
Yeah. So for me, like right now, I'm going through a very hard time in my life.
对我来讲，现在今天我正在经历一个非常艰难的事情时期。
But remaining in God's love, and I keep a journal, and I write down what I am grateful for.
但是呢，在这个信心的旅程当中呢，我写下来，我有本笔记本我都写下来，也我很感恩的。
And I give thanks to God.
然后呢，我向神献上感谢。
And this gives me joy. Even when I'm crying.
而这个呢，就给我喜乐，即使我在哭的时候。
I hope that helps.
我希望这个可以帮助你就是在不能感谢的时候呢，你能够写下来，要有灵修的本子吧笔记本、日记写下来，可以感谢神的地方，然后感恩，在你感谢过程里面，
Do, 你 Do not be afraid. I'm sorry. Do not be afraid of tears.
不要害怕流眼泪。
God puts them in a bottle.
Yeah, 不要害怕哭啊！上帝会把我们眼泪装在皮囊袋里面。
And find friends that you can be real with, and share your sorrow and your joy.
然后呢，找到你的朋友是真正的朋友，是可以跟你一起，然后分享你的悲伤的。好，那个静主，你提问吧。
我想就是问一个很实际的问题就是。
I'd like to ask a very practical question.
就是说，我现在在职场的时候，会看到今天早上我到个职场的时候，就发现有一个同事在帮别人签到。
It's at at work.I found someone to sign in for other people.
对，就是他不是我们公司的，是别的公司的。
It's other companies' people come to my company and sign in for another worker.
就是代签的那个人呢，我不认识，但是被代签的那个人，就是前两天他给我提供过一些帮助，所以我对他有一点点认识。
The one who come to sign is other people I don't know. But the one who's supposed to sign was the one who helped me a couple days ago so that I have some impression.
我当时觉得他做的不对，然后就很想提醒他。
你想提醒签的人还是被签的人？
签的人，因为被签的人还没来。
So that on the spot, I feel it's not right. So I want to remind the person whom I don't know, but sign on behalf of another person that I know.
对，但是我就在背后，就是他背对着我嘛，然后我就在他看到他确实是在帮别人签的时候，我就说了一句，你为什么要帮别人签呢？就很小声的说了一句。
Because the one was back to me, so I stand behind the person and I look at.And his signature is indeed he signed for other people. So I whisper, say, why do you sign for other people?
但他不知道是没有听见，还是说他故意忽视我的话，他就背对着我，然后就回到自己的位置上去了。
But he did not hear me because my voice too low, or he pretend that he did not hear me. He still go ahead, and then after he went back to his position.
其实我当时说的时候，我也有一点紧张，可能也有些脸红。
actually, when I spoke, I was a little bit nervous and even flushed.
Yeah.
但后来我就没有再做什么了。
And then afterwards, I didn't do anything.
我就想了解一下，就是这种情况下，我有没有义务去提醒别人，就是按照圣经的原则的话。
提醒谁呀？
提醒不管是代签的，后来大概过了上班时间十来分钟之后，那个被代签的人也过来了。
So I thought that, am I obligated to remind people when they did something wrong? Should I go and tell them?
就按照我自己的期待来讲，我是不想去提醒的，因为觉得这种事情也不好做，或者也不关我的事，又不是我自己工作。
According to my own personality, I will not bother because that is not my business.
对，但我不知道如果我当时算是小声的提醒了一下，但是也就是出于那一时的感受，但是后来就觉得不想再管这个事情了。我后来就会想，我作为一个基督徒，我是应该看到了这种不合适的，当然我不会去检举告发他，但是我是不是有义务要提醒他，我就想问这个问题。
That wasn't my business. So according to my own nature, personality, I would not bother. But later on, I was thinking, I am a Christian. So when I see something like this, of course, I won't go to make it known to the company, but should I tell the person? Okay, that's the question for you.
Yeah, this is because as a Christian, we are light, right? And we ourselves need to do what's right, but can we make someone else do what's right?
作为一个基督徒，我们自己当然要做的是对的、正的，但我们可以使别人也对、也正确吗？
I do think that speaking the truth in love is important.
我的确是认为在爱里面说诚实话是很重要的。
If him signing in for someone else may not be your responsibility, but it is okay to say you are not comfortable with that.
但是呢，如果说你去提醒他，而他提醒本身这个不是你的责任，那你去提醒他是 OK 的吗
？Are you both under the same supervisor？
你们同时都是在同一个监督，就是同一个老板吗？你上司同一个上司之下吗？你跟他是平等的吗？请你回答。
他是别的公司的，我也不知道他的上司是谁，只是我们坐的是相，就是一排，我在这排，他在那排，跟我很近。
His other department, not my department. I don't even know who he is, but we sit very close. He's over that role, and mine is this role.
我们都是同一个客户的，就是我们这个客户招了我们几个公司去他们那边驻场，所以就是另外一个公司的开发商。
It's the same company who hired different of us to preside on the spot to service the customer.
We as a Christian, right? We don't want to go and point out everyone's sin, right?
作为一个基督徒，我们并不想要跑去，然后说啊，你这个犯罪，你这个犯罪，你这个犯罪。
But I do think that God has brought this person into your life.For you to pray for.
但我的确是认为神把这个人呢带到你生活里面了，让你呢去为他祷告。
And to ask God to give you influence in that person's life.
而且呢，求神给你呢能够影响到那个人，那个人的生命。
But doing the right thing comes from right. God helps us to do the right thing.
但是要做对的事情是从神来的，是神帮助我们做正确的事情。
Does that help?
啊，这个对你有帮助吗？
好的，谢谢。
Okay.
Oh wait, I feel like your question was very gracious.
我觉得你的问题是很恩慈的。
you ask a question. You didn't point out sin. You just asked for understanding from him.
你在问他说，你这样做为什么你要帮人家签到？你也没说他这样做不对或怎么样。
My concern is for your coworker that did you a kindness. Because your kindness to return to him might be to go thank him for his kindness to you and ask God to give you the gracious words to help him understand that allowing somebody else to sign in for him might cause very negative consequences to him in the future.
那因为你那个被签的人啊，是曾经帮助过你的人，那个人帮助过你，对你来讲是恩慈，所以呢，你可以去告诉他啊，恩慈的告诉他，就是因为他对你恩慈嘛，那你回报他的啊，除了谢谢之外呢，你也可以很恩慈的指出来说，你要别人帮你签到，可能以后对你来讲呢会不利，如果被发现的话。
谢谢，
没问题吧？
明白。
OK, my point is, 我的观点是， the person who has been signed by other person, 那个被签的人 has done something good to you to help you, 对你来说帮了你一些事。So you should thank him. 你应该是感谢他。Or maybe bring some little chocolate. You don't like chocolate. Oh, 或者买个、
like
oh, OK,
it doesn't like me.
或买个小小的礼物给他，谢谢他啊，在那一天或那一天之后 ，on that day or after that day. But now probably you did not buy something to the person. 也许你根本就没有买礼物给他。Maybe on the spot you said thank you to him. 也许你当场有跟他说谢谢。But now today you saw someone sign for him. 但今天你看到有人在帮他签到。那你在问那个签的人说，为什么你要帮他签 ？When you go to ask the person, why would you like, why did you sign for so and so? 但是那个人你并不认识 ，but you don't know the person who signed. And when you go to him and ask him why, 当你跑到他那里去问他为什么的时候 ，it is not his answer, for you to satisfy you. 他的回答并不能令你满意。Because he is not doing that by his own free will. 他不是自己自愿要去签的。He was invited, he was asked by your friend. 他是被那个帮助你的人请求的。所以当你问说你为什么要帮他签的时候 ,So when you ask the person why you sign for other people, actually, if he hears the question, 你在问他他听到你的问题的时候If I were the person, 如果我是那一个人 I wouldn't even bother to answer your question. 我甚至不会想到要回答你的问题。因为我不可能告诉你说、是某某某要我帮他签的。Because I would not let you know, oh, so-and-so asked me to help him. And I'm willing to help him.、我愿意帮他。所以他根本不可能回答你的问题。So that It's impossible for him to answer your question. He will leave the question for you if you want to find out why. He will leave the question for you to go to your friend because it's your friend asking him to sign for, to help him. 因为是你的朋友要求他帮忙，帮他签，那你甚至都不认识他。So when someone faces such question, why do you sign for so and so?所以当有一个人听到你在问你为什么要帮谁谁谁签的时候 It's not a question 那不是一个问题 It's not why It's not the answer can satisfy you 不是他回答你问题了你就会心满意足 Because either way No matter what his answer is It's always wrong 因为不管怎么样他已经帮人家签了这个签本身就是错的 SoIt might be, even though you speak very gently, 虽然你回答的是很温柔的 it might be interrogate. 那是一个质问而不是提问 It's interrogate, it's not a question to ask. So the better way is to go to the person who helped you a few days ago. 最好的方法就是到你那个朋友那里 and then bring out chocolate. said thank you. 给他礼物说 thank you that you helped me a couple of days ago. I really appreciate. And your whatever friendship or whatever, it's so great. And then not only me remember, but God also remember your good deeds. 你这么帮助我，不单是我很感恩，而且神也记得你的善行。And then by the way, 顺便一提，昨天今天早上我看到有人帮你签到。By the way, yesterday or the day before.All this morning, I saw someone sign on behalf of you. 如果这个哈，以后被公司的人看见举发，或被公司的知道了 ，if that was known by the supervisor, by the company, 那个可能对你不好。It may not be good to you. Because you love me so much, you help me. 因为你爱我，你帮助我。So I want to love you too, and I want to help you.I hope that you don't mind my honest to you. 我因为爱你，所以呢，我帮助你，就像你爱我，你也帮助我，所以呢，我希望你不会介意我对你这么直言。If I were you, I would do that. So, so Angelus, do both of you agree?
谢谢老师。
thank you, sir. Now I understand. Okay, Angie, thank you so much. Would you like to give us the blessing to pray for my students?
Sure.
So please stop sentence by sentence so that I can translate into Chinese.
Father, we come into your presence.
天父，我们来到你的面前。
Where there is fullness of joy.
我们真的是充满了喜乐。
We thank you that you love us.
我们感谢你爱我们。
You see us.
你看见我们。
And you know us.
你知道我们。
We ask, Lord.
我们请求你主啊。
That your love would control us.
你的爱能够激励掌控我们。
I thank you for these precious brothers and sisters of mine.
我为这些我主内的珍贵的弟兄和姐妹，感谢你，我也为他们祷告。
I thank you, Lord, that you have called them by name.
我感谢你，主啊，你已经呼召他们，按着他们的名呼召他们。
That they are your workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
他们是你在基督里的善工，是为了要被你预备去行善。
Which you've prepared in advance for them to do.
你预先预备好他们，预备他们去做的。
And I pray, Lord,
我祷告主啊,
that you would open the eyes of their heart that they might know the height, the breadth, the depth, the width of your love for them.
你能够打开他们心里面的眼睛，让他们知道你对他们的爱是何等的长阔。
That your love in them would overflow as they minister to others.
你的爱在他们里面能够涌流出来，当他们在服侍别人的时候。
And we thank you, Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你，主耶稣。
That you loved us so much.
你如此的爱我们。
That you died for us.
你为我们而死。
That you've forgiven us all of our sins.
你饶恕了我们所有一切的罪。
Removed them as far as the east is from the west.
像东离西有多远，你使我们的过犯离我们也多远。
We are loved.
我们被你爱。
We are cherished.
我们被你所珍惜。
And we thank you.
我们感谢你。
You will never leave us or forsake us.
你永不离开我们，也不撇弃我们。
We can do all things through you who gives us strength.
我们靠着你加给我们的力量，我们凡事都能做。
Amen.
Amen. Thanks a lot. Appreciate Angie.
Thank you.
Appreciate. See you then.
再见，上帝保佑你。
再见，上帝保佑你们。Okay, thanks a lot, appreciate.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now, bye now.